Well, I suppose, Amber, the background to it is it's 30 years since the introduction of the May Day bank holiday, and the ICTU has announced the first ever trade union week, which will take place from the 29th of April to the 6th of May. I suppose this will be a week of coordinated events and will be the largest mobilisation of trade unions and their members in decades. And basically it's to highlight the ICTU campaign, You're Better Off in a Trade Union, which aims to highlight to workers the benefits and advantages of trade union membership, such as improved terms and conditions of employment, enhanced job security, advice and support.
There's different events, I presume, taking place. You might talk us through maybe some of the different things you've lined up for the week.
Yeah, the Better in a Trade Union campaign, basically it's an online campaign and it promotes the values and benefits of trade union membership by sharing the voices and experience of our members on social media and bringing people together in workplaces and local communities through events as part of the trade union movement. We haven't any finalised events at the moment. We're currently negotiating on a few of them and trying to finalise them, but When we get them done, we'll certainly announce them. And it will be a chance for people maybe who haven't heretofore engaged with the trade union movement. It's to put us in the shop window, really, and to show people exactly what the benefits are, you know.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to do that as well. Kevin, talk us maybe through some of the different benefits. Like, you know, why should someone maybe consider being part of a trade union?
Well, I suppose the thing about it is trade unions now are involved in an awful lot more activities than would have been heretofore. But I suppose essentially the one that we're known for and we've always been known for is collective bargaining for pay and conditions, where we negotiate either nationally with employers, sectorally or even locally for the terms and conditions of workers. People will be aware of the recently signed public service pay deal, which was negotiated recently, my own union being one of the main unions in that. But I suppose, as I say, that's the one, the activity that most people would know. But also, with the best will in the world, Amber, as you know, issues arise. And when issues arise, trade unions provide professional representation for members, either locally with employers or alternatively when people engage with the machinery of the state, such as the WRC or the Labour Court. One of the things that's often overlooked as well is that, a lot of the things we take for granted now didn't just appear out of the clouds. They were negotiated. Maternity leave, parental leave, work sharing, remote working, which would have been unheard of 4 or 5 years ago. We have terms now that have come in like zero-hour contracts that if you had said it 6 or 7 years ago, people would have asked you, had you lost the run of yourself, you know. And all these things need to be managed. And the trade unions would be very actively engaging with those. I suppose for our own members, for trade union members, then we run a lot of training courses, we run a lot of education programs, which benefit people not only in their trade union activities, but also they contribute to their work experience as well, and that's a huge thing. And I suppose the other, maybe the more recent departure for trade unions generally, is campaigning across social issues. I mean, with 44 affiliated unions and 800,000 members, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions is the biggest civic society organisation in Ireland, and now engages across a wide range of social issues like social justice, women's rights, LGBTQ+, climate change, all these sort of things. So they're far more varied than they used to be and have a much wider remit. Finally, one of the big things, because we're affiliated with European trade union confederations, where we get to monitor European-wide trends and deal with EU legislation right at the very start before it lands on our door.
There's great variety, as you mentioned there, you know, and a lot of aspects of society and aspects of work-life balance and all that are covered by yourselves, and you do an awful lot of work in that, which is great. So lots and lots of benefits for people to join. And I think that might tie into my next question, because recent research has showed that I think it was almost half of young workers are interested in joining a trade union, which is good to see, I suppose.
Yeah, that was very interesting. And I suppose, to be fair, holding our hands up, it's a huge wake-up call for us. A recent Red Sea poll found that 44% of 18 to 34 year old workers wanted to join a union. Similar research from UCD. I suppose the disappointing thing for us, and as I say, a wake up call for us, is the usual reason why they hadn't joined a trade union was that they weren't asked. And we all remember, looking back into the past, shall we say, you joined a company or you joined whoever you did, and you were immediately approached and asked to join the union. But because of the way things have moved on, that doesn't happen. And it's important for us now to showcase how easy it is for people to join a union. There's a website, www.unions.ie, where people can find the appropriate union and find the information. And again, it's one of these things that people shouldn't put off. I think a lot of younger workers now are becoming more aware of the benefits of trade union membership, and it's incumbent on us to make it as easy and as seamless as possible for people to join trade unions.
Is there a trade union out there for everybody, no matter what job they're in?
Absolutely, there is. And I suppose, you know, again, maybe finding that information hasn't always been the easiest, but I suppose with the advent of social media, yes. And I think it's very interesting to refer back to the ICTU campaign, which has contributions from a number of people from different sectors, maybe even in areas where we mightn't have seen as traditional trade union grounds, like cleaners. There is a union for everybody, and it's just to track it down. And the benefits are there. More and more people are coming to the conclusion that collective action is an awful lot better and more successful than just going in on an individual basis.
That's great to hear. In terms of the Red Sea poll that we were talking about a minute ago, I know we said that almost half of young workers were interested in joining, outside of the obvious reasons for the obvious benefits. Did they give reasons as to why they wanted to join?
Well, I think they realised the value of it, really. As I said, rather going in as an individual or going in as a collective representative of ex-workers obviously straightens your hand and gives you a bigger position. I suppose the other thing as well then is, if we think about it, Amber, I mean, the world of work has changed completely. It's unreal now, you know, as I said, with zero-hour contracts, with all sorts of terms and conditions. So I think having these things negotiated is very important rather than being ad hoc from one to the other. For instance, we look at the documentaries that we've seen recently about these big global companies and the pressures that have been put on people. I mean, if I had said to you 3 years ago, people will be fired by email, you'd have had me certified. But that's what's happening. So I think younger workers were kind of led into the belief that all will be well, but now they see that when it has changed, they are vulnerable and their greatest protection is to be a member of a trade union.
It certainly is, and I know you mentioned it, you know, we've seen recent coverage of different work, I suppose, the union has done and the benefits of it, which is great to see as well. If someone is listening now, Kevin, and they're thinking they're not part of a trade union, but they'd be interested in joining, but they maybe mightn't be 100% sure where exactly to look, what kind of general advice would you have for them?
Well, the general advice I would give is there is a website called www.unions.ie. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has a presence on Instagram and X and LinkedIn and Facebook. And that would be a starting position. And look, most young workers now would be very familiar with these and point in the right direction. And I suppose if I was saying one thing, I'd say, don't put it off. Do it now.
Good advice, absolutely. For people that are already part of their union, if they want to get involved in the Trade Union Week, how can they go about that?
Well, as I say, we're currently finalising a number of events, and when we have those events, just come along. And even if people are in their own work areas and if they want to organise something, we'll be really glad to support it and we'll be glad of the help. We never refuse help.
From your own work over the years with the Force of Trade Union and being in the Kerry branch, how have you found it?
I have found it fantastic and I have found it very rewarding and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I mean, it is a wonderful opportunity to help people, and we tend to look at these broader issues, but, you know, ultimately it comes down to individuals in the workplace, and these can be very unsettling and they can be very difficult, and just being able to support people and the gratitude of people and the fact that we're able to resolve, like, there's nothing that can't be resolved and there's never been a dispute settled without people sitting down across the table. But, you know, when you're on your own, you think you're the only one, whereas the union provides the professional support, but it also provides the experience and it gives you a sort of an idea that, you know, these things aren't unusual, as you know yourself. There aren't that many new problems, but there is a great advantage in having people on your side and in your corner who've dealt with these before and can see ways out of them. So that actually has been very, very rewarding when you see the difference that it makes to individuals.
I can imagine, and it's great. I mean, the work you do is invaluable, but you touched on it there, like, you know, if someone's going through a difficult time for whatever reason or there's an issue that's affecting them in the workplace, it can be a very lonely time and a very daunting time, but having the support of your union and the support of colleagues that are in the union as well, that goes an awful long way, I can imagine, to someone during that stressful time.
Absolutely. There's a tendency to kind of box yourself into a corner and think that this is huge. And look, that's human nature. So as you say, having the support of people who maybe seen it before or know how to navigate their way through it or see what the possibilities are. It's a great comfort, and there's nothing worse than being on your own and all these things playing out inside in your head and feeling isolated. It's a terrible place to be, I can assure you.
It certainly is. Kevin, it's been lovely talking to you, and thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Amber, and thank you for the opportunity.